Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. The NBA playoffs are right around the corner. The Nuggets doing everything they possibly can to just go ahead and lock up at least that sixth or fifth spot. Joining us now to talk about those Denver Nuggets, Katie Wingy of Altitude TV. Katie, first off, thanks so much for being on with us. I know you're always busy, so we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. No problem at all.
Okay, I have to ask, is Jamal Murray coming back? Are we going to see Jamal Murray in the playoffs? Katie, it's been a whirlwind of emotions for all of us.
Y'all are so funny. I know that there's so much hope out there, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you to keep that hope alive. And look, they haven't ruled him out. They haven't shut him down. But what you're seeing is truthfully just the next progression in his ACL rehab. Like, this is where he would be regardless of if he was going to play or not. So it's still a question. It's still, hey, he could potentially come back. He's listed as out tonight against the Spurs. And the other thing, too, that I think people should probably know is that he's not just going to randomly show up on an injury report as questionable. Like, he's been out for so long and isn't going to just randomly be like, okay, he's available to play tonight. The media needs to be able to talk to him first. He should be made available. At least that's how it's been in the past when there's been a player with a very serious injury that's been out for a long time, typically right before they make their comeback. The reason that the media kind of knows is because PR says, hey, we're going to make Jamal available today. And that has not happened yet. There has not been any signs that that would happen. So I would say stay hopeful. Of course, we would love to see him back. But again, the Nuggets have been so firm in their stance that there is zero rush. There is zero pressure for either Murray or Michael Porter Jr. And I love that approach. I really do. Because you might be seeing these clips of Murray looking like himself. I think a lot of people have seen those for the past couple months. But what you see isn't the full picture. What's going on in his head is something that none of us know. The only person that knows that answer is Jamal Murray. We heard Nikola Jokic say after a couple games ago, look, I told him not to come back. I think it would be stupid for him to come back unless he's feeling, 120% healthy and ready to go. So I think everybody's just kind of putting this in Jamal Murray's hands and saying, look, wherever you're at is okay. You let us know where your head and where your body's at.
So you're saying keep hope alive, but don't get your hope up too high. So we got to find that happy medium, right?
I would say, look, what we're aiming for is a healthy Jamal Murray for the entire next season.
Right,
would it
right.
be great to have him back? Yes. But think about the Nuggets full strength with both Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. alongside Nikola Jokic playing the way that he's been playing this season for the next couple years. And that's what we want. We want longevity. We want stability, sustainability, all of those things. And the worst case scenario is you bring him back too soon and he hurts himself again or something happens and it sets him back even further.
Katie, so, we kind of talked about this, like, if he's not going to be able to give it, like, and same probably for Michael Porter Jr., if they're not going to be able to give it the, 10 regular season games, 5 regular season games, then we probably should count him out in the playoffs, but all that being said, let's say the Nuggets make a deep run. They find a way to get past that first round. They get deep into the second. Is that still a possibility? Or do you think that if he doesn't get a shot in this last week or so, and then maybe a game in the first round, we should start thinking, okay, this is about next year for both Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.?
I think that way, yes. But I also know that particularly Jamal Murray is just the highest competitor of the competitors, right? But I don't think it's a great situation to put either of those two into the playoffs when the basketball is the most physical, the highest pressure, and ask for them for those to be their first games back. I think that that's an unfair situation to put those players in. So I'm thinking that way. I'm thinking, hey, if you don't get them in these last three games, now these last two games, why put them in a playoff scenario? Because here's the reality of it, too. When Jamal Murray is ready to come back, and I'm going to talk just about Jamal here, And if he were to come back during the playoffs, I think majority of people that don't know what an ACL injury is like, that don't know what it's coming back from a long-term injury, what that's like, they're going to think you're going to get bubble Jamal. And that is just so unrealistic and so unfair to put that kind of pressure and those standards on a player that's coming back from an injury like that. So I don't think the Nuggets even want to put him in that position, and I think that that's the right approach to take. If he's not ready to go now, he's not likely going to be ready to go in the next couple weeks, and he's not going to be ready for a playoff-type environment and a playoff-type style of basketball.
We're talking to Katie Wingy of Altitude TV. It's been a bummer. I know some of our hopes were crazy 2 months ago, and then it just kind of felt like the hope was deteriorating with every week. But nonetheless, the Nuggets are in this playoff hunt, or playoff picture, rather. They're sitting in fifth place right now. Katie, I don't have it right in front of me, but it looks like probably Dallas, if they stay in the fifth place spot. What do you see as the ideal matchup in the first round for the Nuggets?
I like Dallas. Yeah. I think that Dallas is probably my ideal matchup. Although Utah hasn't been playing great, without Jamal Murray against, Donovan Mitchell, I think that I would rather play Dallas in that scenario. However, Dallas has been much better since they've made the trade that they made. I think that they're a little bit more well-rounded than they used to be. But I still I like that matchup. I think that the Nuggets have done a pretty good job against them. I think that, the Nuggets could steal one from them. I think that in a seven-game series, I would bet on Denver in that situation. So for me, the ideal matchup is Dallas. So I think the Nuggets probably like where they're sitting right now. And I think they're taking the approach of, let's control our own destiny. And Nikola Jokic said after that Laker game, on ABC, they're trying to win all three of these games. It's not like they're trying to position themselves based on what other teams are doing. They're absolutely looking to control their own destiny, and by doing that, they want to win every game they have left.
Yeah, put them in the right spot with some momentum going down the stretch here, getting into those playoffs. I mean, what do you see for this team? Obviously, we've talked about it, and we just talked about it. Jamal, MPJ, those guys not being a part of this team. I mean, MPJ for, 90% of the year. What's the ceiling for this team? I mean, could they? I mean, you look at some of these teams. Utah, I felt like they were world beaters at the beginning of the season. Things have certainly changed for them. Golden State without Steph Curry, that's an interesting matchup. What is it crazy to think the Nuggets could go very deep in these playoffs?
I don't think it's crazy because of Nikola Jokic. I think that Nikola Jokic is so unstoppable that he could take his game to yet another level that we haven't seen and could just carry this Nuggets team farther than anyone thinks that they could go. But with that being said, realistically, I think getting past the first round and getting to the second round would be a win for this Denver Nuggets team. I really do. And that's kind of the expectation that I'm going in with of okay, you're without, two of your three best players. What you've done this season in general is just remarkable. I think the Nuggets, the over-under on total games won was 47.5 coming into this season, and you're looking at a season where potentially you could once again win 50 games. And they made that line when Michael Porter Jr. was supposed to be healthy all season long. So the fact that they're still in a place where, from the outside looking in, people thought they would be with Michael Porter Jr. playing the whole season, it's crazy. It's outstanding. The coaching job that Michael Malone has done, the way that Nikola Jokic has carried this team. And I know that Nuggets fans are probably a little bit disappointed with what are we cheering for then in the playoffs if we know we can't win a championship? But think about the experience that Bones Highland is going to get, being in the playoffs and getting to feel that, and how much that will help all of these players getting another year of playoff experience under their belts. So once they do have a full roster, they are ready. They know what to expect. They have that experience under their belt so they can take it to the next level in seasons to come.
We're talking to Katie Wingy of Altitude TV. Boy, you talk about Joker taking it to an even another level. That gives me chills, Katie, just thinking about what that would look like. He's already, it feels like every single year he's just gotten much better. Last year was his MVP year. This year he's better than that, and he's going to get it again more than likely. So it's just been unreal to see what this guy has done, especially when some of his key pieces are gone with Murray and MPJ. I mean, so many changes on this roster, but you're right. Giving that credit to Michael Malone as well, what he's done as a head coach with this team, especially this year, he should be considered for coach of the year.
Considered, yes. There's been so many great teams that have surpassed expectations and coaches that have stepped up, but I think he's worthy of being in that conversation. Absolutely. And then you look at, you know, Nikola Jokic and what he's been able to do. I think that's a huge part of why he's probably going to be a back-to-back MVP. And what has impressed me most, and I talk about kind of taking his game to a whole nother level, which it sounds ridiculous when you think about how well he's been playing, but he's done such a good job of recognizing, okay, I need to be a scorer right now for my team, or my teammates are hot, I need to be a facilitator, or I need to get rebounds, I need to defend. I think his defense is so improved this season for Denver, and Coach Malone, again, putting him in spots defensively where he can be successful. So the next level that I'm referring to, Jokic, playoff Jokic, Jokic takeover Jokic, we've seen a lot of glimpses of so far this season, particularly in the clutch. Like when he just takes over games, when he just is unstoppable, they can send a double team, a triple team, and he still finds ways to score. I mean, that's that elevated focus, that elevated relentlessness, that's what I'm expecting to see with playoff Joker. I know that he's tired. I know that he's had to carry such a heavy load this season, but he's going to do whatever he can to help his team win. And he now knows what playoff basketball is like in a variety of different ways, whether it's bubble, whether it's not. And so I think that, I mean, he's done so much for this Nuggets team already. The Nuggets will go kind of as far as he can go. And how as far as the teammates around him can step up, how far they can go as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Katie Wingy of Altitude TV. Looking at the landscape of the rest of this Western Conference, Katie, we know how good Phoenix is. How good are the Memphis Grizzlies? Like, how far do you think they can go? And what potentially, you know, Ja Morant, obviously, he is just, speaking of elevating to another level, he's done that this season. How good is this Grizzlies team?
Really good and really fun. The one thing that I think is probably going to be their Achilles heel in the playoffs is the seven-game series and how young they are and how inexperienced they are in that type of environment. I think, you know, it's going to be more challenging than what they have put on the floor during the regular season. Like, it's easy to look at their record. It's easy to look at where they're standing in the Western Conference and say, wow, this Memphis team has done so much more than anyone thought they would. They have such great pieces, such great role players, so much talent, but what are they going to do in a playoff scenario, right? Like, we haven't seen them really in a playoff situation for a while. And so with that in mind, that's going to be the challenge. Can they rise to that occasion? Can they take their game to the next level? And I think that they're probably a team that a lot of the higher seeds are looking at being like, I think that we could be the one to knock them out. They would rather play them than a Phoenix. They would rather play them potentially than a Golden State with a healthy Steph Curry that's supposed to be back in time for playoffs. So the question mark is their experience going to be what hurts them? But I'm really excited to see what they can do. Ja's been out for a while, so getting him back will obviously lift that Grizzlies team to a whole other level. I know they're playing like they have a chip on their shoulders, which they do, and we know in Denver better than anybody the power of that.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I'm excited for the playoffs, and like you said, who knows? Maybe the Nuggets can do something crazy once we get in here, get settled in, and Joker can take us to another level. And I'm with you. That would be something else. Katie, always appreciate your insight. Love what you guys do. Huge Altitude fan, and we'll be watching tonight. What time do you guys get rocking and rolling tonight?
6:30 pregame. 7 o'clock tip.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Appreciate you, Katie.
Awesome. Thanks, Brady. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Katie Wingy of Altitude TV. Great to talk to her. And Memphis is good. Yeah, they're really good. And watch out for Ja Morant. He's going to do crazy things. It's those two teams to me. It's Phoenix and Memphis. I think Denver can get past anybody else, but the second round, they get past the first round. I do think they can. They go to the second round, and it's going to be what? It's going to be against one of those teams, Phoenix or Memphis. How do you beat the Grizzlies? How do you beat Phoenix? Phoenix is just, I mean, they cannot. I tell you, Booker puts up the numbers, but Chris Paul puts up the daggers against the Nuggets. The Nuggets will be making a comeback, they're making it close, and then Chris Paul just hits that little, what is that little shot right outside of the paint, you know, horizontal of the rim, pop. Nobody can stop it. You just can't stop it. Paul plays so well against, I mean, he plays well against anybody, everybody, but Great against the Nuggets, too. 34 minutes after the hour. What does Nick Wright have to say about our boy Nikola Jokic and the metrics and the robots and all of that about the Joker and why he should or shouldn't be the MVP? We're going to talk about his thoughts coming up next, and I'll tell you why they are wrong, as always. No surprise. 34 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.